Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
It's about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to August 6th, 2009. It's Free Fire Radio and News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here, 221-1402. Hey, we're continuing our week
on small businesses.
But, you know, today we're going to be finishing up just a little bit early on that, and we're going to be going talking about some things that, I mean, I've just been getting inundated with emails about some of the things that are happening in our government, which it makes you wonder what the hell they're thinking of. But, you know, speaking of what the hell they're thinking of, here's our producer, Frosty.
No one ever knows what I'm thinking about.
No, you know, Frosty and I have already been rolling around on the ground poking each other in the eye this morning already. You know, I love having this man here because, you know, Frosty, you never can tell which direction Frosty's coming from. But, you know, some days he is just like, I mean, he is 2 points right of Attila the Hun. And other days, he makes President Obama look like the most conservative person you'd ever meet in your life. But that's good because he's an American, and Americans can do that.
That's what we love, living in the land of open mic.
Well, and speaking of love and open mic, here's my soulmate.
Excuse me.
Well, I didn't mean to choke you on that one.
Oh, you choked me all up. Must have been from all the skeet shoot dust last night.
It was. We were trap shooting, and you were there, right in the middle of it.
I was.
And we were smacking some pigeons.
Sure, it's pretty up there at the gun club.
You know, the thing is that having to carry Patrick Jones through the whole match, you know, watching him choking that last shot.
It was really pretty up there, except for the fires from afar and watching them spread. The smoke. Anyway, I'm hoping that we are going to get those washed out today.
Well, you know, that was one thing is where the trap houses are, and they're releasing the birds up in there, the clay pigeons, I should say. As they're going up, when you're shooting, in your background there is two huge fires that are going on. So you can just watch them.
Now, yesterday, we went to a memorial celebration of Dwayne Tomei's life. And it said, I think we read that there was 600 people there and just about everything. I don't know what it was. You know, I've been asked several times to sing at, you know, weddings and funerals and memorials. And Barbara Harrison had called and asked if I would sing their favorite love song dance, which was At Last. And then to finish up with I'll Be Seeing You. And, of course, you know, yesterday was Carl's birthday, and when she asked, we thought, I mean, where else would we be but there?
It was an honor.
So it was – there was something about the man. There was something about walking into the Risen King Church, and they had displayed on four or five tables veins of this man's life, like the Cool April Nights – table, the Ben Ali table, the Make-A-Wish table, the Asphalt Cowboys table, the Sons of Italy table. And I don't know. I just remember this man and how kind he was to me. And I didn't know him well, but I knew him well. I felt his heart. And so that's why I think we heard several people saying yesterday that this one hit us hard. This one really hit us hard. So it was an honor for me to be there. I could hardly get through it. But, you know, I mean, everybody up there just was so eloquent. And it was just a beautiful outpouring of love in our community for one of the pillars of our community who will be greatly missed. And Dwayne and Barbara and all of Dwayne's family, you know, we thank you for having us be there. It was a great honor for us to have known Dwayne Tomei. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Calling the bot. So the well-stocked medical cabinet should have bandages and painkillers, right? Yeah, that's not stuff you smoke either, Frosty.
Oh, we'll get on that one later.
Yeah.
Medicinal.
Medicinal marijuana, by the way, has opened another place in town, and we're going to have on the proprietors
that should be
of one of those shops here probably next week. just
that's
to talk
looking
about,
at it from another side.
Yeah, you know, there's always two sides.
Absolutely.
And, well, there's three sides: the right side, the wrong side, and of course, my side.
And speaking of multidimensional sides. We are, of course, doing our Small Business Week, and today we want to highlight and get some information and talk to the owner of Wonderland Signs, Tom Aldema. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Yeah, Tom. Okay, I just think that you have an incredible logo and your sign, and of course your truck's out front, and it's got the wrap sign. Do you guys do that?
Absolutely.
So you do the, what's it called, wrapping?
The wrapping is the kind of the industry term. A lot of people aren't really familiar with that because over the years, with the advent of computer technology and software, printing on adhesive films has become kind of the preferred method of decorating a vehicle. So a lot of people will see the graphics and think it's paint. You know, that's what they know from 20 plus years ago. So,
but it's not paint.
No.
What you've done is you've taken graphics from the computer and put it on a film.
Yes.
And then you just apply it to the vehicle.
Absolutely, yes.
Can you pull that off?
No. Yes. Oh, it is. Can. Well, they make a lot of different products, and then actually a removable product. It sounds like it would fall off if you're going too fast, but it's mainly, you know, made to not give you so much of a headache when you go to remove it after 2 or 3 or 5 years. So the adhesive is a lot more forgiving.
What do you think, Carl? Maybe we should have Free Fire Radio and have like our logo, which is a bullet. What is it called? A target?
No, it's a microphone that looks like a target.
Oh, yeah, well, that'd be cool all over the car. But anyway, backstory on you. Tell us how long you've been in Reading, where you come from, and when you decided to do a sign business.
My mom's side of the family is from Reading, North State, and we moved back here. I was born in Southern California and lived in a couple different places in Central and Southern California, and my mom decided she wanted to come back home and got a job offer in about 75. So I actually moved back here in time to go to high school. Graduated from Shasta High, class of 79.
Wow.
And did a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Went to college. I ended up meeting a good friend of mine, Steve Homhofer, there in the art program. And
in Shasta College?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes. And I ended up kind of going on to do some other things, and he went to school. And I'm going to say probably about 1986, we were both back up here looking for our next move in life and something that would do, you know, generate income as far as we weren't working. And we decided that signs, we might give that a shot. We figured if anybody could do it, we could probably learn or try, because at that point, everybody's still hand lettered. It was kind of pre-computer as far as sign making
in 86, of
yes,
course. Yes.
Yeah, even it hadn't worked its way into everything. So everybody still had to learn to paint with a brush, and it was difficult teaching yourself. I mean, looking back, I would have definitely tried to apprentice somewhere, which would have been a traditional way to learn the trade.
So when you opened your business up, did you just you picked a spot and in 1986 about that, and you just picked a building and said, we're in the sign business?
Well, it was even simpler than that. We didn't open a storefront at that point. We were just working out of our residences, so it was kind of the typical, you know, I'm going to start a business in this trade, and all I've got to do is go buy my materials and tools and craft my item or sell it.
But that's how really big businesses can start.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Gates, I think they started in their houses.
How about YouTube? Two guys out of their garage.
Mm-hmm. And here's what we were talking about earlier, is that you get young men and women, they come out of school, they're all pepped up, they've got some great ideas. All they need is some encouragement and a place to start.
Mm-hmm.
So,
hello, Reading. What do you think?
Right. So as you go along and you have your beautiful space that is – how long have you been there on 273? Well, actually, it's called give us the address.
Yes, 3316 South Market.
Right.
We have been there almost 3 years. We, you know, like I said, we had started out working out of our residences and through various places, and over, I think maybe about 1992 or somewhere around there, I launched out and rented a room or a little space in an office on Churn Creek Road, and I was still by myself at that point. And I was there briefly. They ended up tearing down the building to build a new building there. It was an older house, I guess. So after that, we were out on Cyprus for probably 12 or 13 years renting out there, and then we decided to start looking.
Hey, we've got to take a break here. When we come back, we want to continue talking about small businesses, but I want to talk to you about problems you've seen, problems you've had to face here, things that are the city and county could have made the business climate just a little bit easier. Now, I know you've got a successful business here and you do great work, but it wasn't, you know, it's not by accident, obviously, by what you're talking. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl Lindebaugh, Small Business Week, and our guest is Tom Adama from Wonderland Signs. Tom, what have you seen in the last, well, you've been in business now for what, 20 years?
Yes.
What have you seen in probably in the last 10 years or so that you would say is either helps or hinders business in this area?
I kind of tend to look at things positively. I don't know. As far as hindering, I mean, you could definitely pinpoint things as far as taxes, fees, regulation. I would probably tend to focus on the positive in the sense of I think the city of Reading is a great place to live and have a business, and they're very, you know, even though you hear a lot of people, you know, and giving their opinion as far as moaning and groaning about this or that, or in general, I've had pretty much pleasant experiences with the whole shebang.
Well, that's good, you know, because we've been hearing, you know, we've had some that have and some that haven't, but most of the ones that haven't have mentioned those things, the fees.
Yes.
And, you know, it's
nice to hear that.
Well, it is. Well, you know, that's why we're here. You know, we're trying to bring out all parts of it.
All of it.
Can it be helped? Yes. Can it be worked? Yes. Can there be some new ideas? Yes. On the other hand, you know, if we've had two businesses in here that said, you know what, you know, the fees and, you know, the state, and they get into that, but they haven't made it impossible. So
I have to ask you, as an artist, what would you say, besides your family, would be the work that you're most proud of or your greatest achievement? When you look at that, you are just, that's it. You feel so good about it.
Oh, as far as business related?
Or your work.
Oh,
yes.
I think just the longevity, because so many businesses fail, and that's, it's difficult, and, why my heart goes out to everybody out there. I mean, you get people that just pour their heart and soul and everything, and they might want to open up their, you know, their restaurant and have the greatest recipes in the world, but the business end of it is very daunting, and you just wish them success, but unfortunately, you know, if you look at the statistics, the odds are really against you. So, I mean, we're lucky. We started out with very low overhead and kept it that way for a long time, and now...
How many people do you employ?
There's five of us.
Wow. Yes. Okay, so you have payroll.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, besides signage, is there something else that's within the Wonderland Sign Company that you do?
Well, there's a lot of things that are related to signs. Your average person might get a perception, and some signs do printing. There's a lot of crossover now, especially with short-run printing and print shops. You know, every shop or has a varying degrees of design skills. So, I mean, you might get a person that basically just wants to get into the business to cut letters off, you know, their computer or whatever. And you get other people on the other end of the spectrum that are artists or designers and are looking for you know, they might fall into the business, you know, and just doing logo design. But we do different design. Logo design is a pretty common request as far as people starting out or that have been in business for a long time that, you know, don't have that.
So create something for us. They walk in, I have this idea, and can you create my look?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we've got a very good design staff at our shop, so very skilled.
Well, very great. Okay, any closing thoughts?
No, I just, like I said, I'm really pro-business, and I like the city of Reading. I think it's a great place, and so hopefully, you know, business keep thriving out there and starting up and, you know, hang in there. And
well, you know, the ones that are established, that's outstanding. And it's great to talk to somebody that's taken an idea and you're successful with it. I just would, again, you know, there's easier ways of doing things. And if there's any way at all, you know, that the only way we're going to save our city and our, I shouldn't say save because our city is not going to, you know, just disappear. But the
make
tax revenue, yeah, but
make
it flourish. That's good. To make it flourish is that we've got to increase the amount of money coming into the tax base.
You have to put some Miracle-Gro on those flowers.
Well, and we've got to make it easier for business to come in here. We've got to bring business in here. We've got to bring money into the area. And we've got to start thinking outside the box here and not just, you know, be content with what we have, because I tell you what, content with what you have is going to drive us into oblivion.
Thank you, Tom. Very much. Thanks for Tom Eldema from Wonderland Signs right down there in South Market. You can't miss it. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here 221-1402. Okay. You know, for 3.5 days, I've been doing small business. And tomorrow, we're going to be talking financing and problems in the banking industry and getting financing for small businesses and how you do it. But you know what? We're back to just completely open line today because I've gotten so many emails, so many different things.
But look, do you want to talk about – did I just stop your flow?
No, it's okay. What do you want to talk about?
What happened yesterday and – the new place that we approached, that we saw, that just opened, that business that just opened, that we were kind of like, wow, down by Cascade. We're going to have them on the air next week.
Oh, yeah. You know, none of the small businesses and the things that are happening. I mean, you know, things have changed in my life, have changed dramatically since I've been growing up. And now, right downtown, we have marijuana. What do you call them? Commissaries or pharmaceuticals? They're not pharmaceutical places, but they're selling marijuana on the street.
What are they called?
Frosty, do you know what they're called?
They call them dispensaries.
Dispensaries. There we go.
Well, we're gonna have a couple of them on here, or one of the businesses on here next week to talk about, you know, their take on this. You know, I mean, you talk about legalization of marijuana. You know, everybody says it's illegal. Except for medicinal, but I see these dispensaries opening up everywhere. So how can it be illegal? And we want to talk about that next week. But
didn't you see the whiteboard? It was just weird. We drove up because, of course, we're going to be doing the show August 15th, but there was that whiteboard that had, like, you know, blue writing on it, the kind that you can erase off. It said something about, come on in. Something about insurance. Was there insurance? Was there something? There were.
That's what we're going to talk about next week.
Okay, let's talk about that next week.
Yeah, because
I'm still in shock.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just things have changed.
Yep.
Lee, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to talk about this guy that's going around to all these small businesses and getting some attorney out of town and suing everybody for this ADA thing.
Yes.
I know of about 6 people right now that have either been sued or are in the process of being sued because a mirror was a quarter inch too high or a salad bar, you know, or where they write their check or just something ridiculous or even a parking spot. And the guy that's claiming the lawsuit isn't really even handicapped. He has a placard, but he walks normal and everything. But
now, is this happening here in Reading?
Pardon me?
Is this happening in Reading?
Oh, yeah. It's okay. Running rapid in Reading.
Okay, now see, what Lee's talking about is, we saw this a lot in Southern California, is people coming in and for the, accessibility for disabled people, the ADA rules. They'll come into a place, they'll ask to use the restroom, even though it's not maybe a public restroom, they'll ask to use a restroom, and if it's not handicap accessible, a lawsuit, boom, they hit them. It's just like Lee is saying. And what it is, it's got nothing to do with helping the handicapped. Nothing to do. It's got to do with lining the pockets of sharks. And sharks shouldn't even have pockets. That are out there taking money from these businesses. And then and we saw in many of the cases in Southern California when it came to, like, they were doing manicures and the nails and had to do with fingernail polish, is that you could buy them off and they would drop the suit. I mean, I don't know if that's what's happening up here, but.
Well, what the guy sent my friend a letter. He said for $3,500, we won't sue you because you don't have a parking placard outside.
Yeah, it's called extortion. It's called extortion. Now, this is where you want to get people into this. This is where the Shasta County Sheriff should take these people, put them in jail for a week, say, you want to see extortion? Pay me $3,500 and I'll let you out.
Well, then he didn't respond to that, so he got another letter, and it said for $6,000, it went up now, or $8,000, whatever it was, we won't sue you, so
you
better respond.
Yeah. Have you seen these letters?
Yes.
I would love to have a copy of these. So we can publish these over the air, and let's kind of,
put it on our email.
Yes,
we
can put it on our website, and we'll publish over the air who our lawyers are that are doing this.
Get you copies of them.
Do that, please. We're over here at 3360 Alta Mesa. Just drop them off or mail them to us right here.
Okay.
Because it's this kind of shenanigans. It's this kind of bottom feeding that hurts people. Serves no purpose. It's extortion.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Now, on the other hand, if you need wheelchair access. In fact, you know what that was like. We were with somebody last night where they didn't have handicap parking was taken up by people who should not have been parking in handicap places. Okay, so that there are people, we have to be friendly.
There should be access. We're not talking about that. There should be accessibility. What he's talking about is people coming up, it's a quarter inch, the mirror's not exactly in the right spot, it's a quarter inch low here. It's what it is. It's people who are looking for things that people have in good faith done to make access to handicap.
The attorney's from San Diego, and the guy that's claiming the lawsuit is in Trinity County.
They have found this. They have found that they're shills. They're using it, and that they're all taking part of this. Yeah, send us the names here so we can kind of like take a look at this. Record Searchlight. Why don't you get into this one?
I'll bring copies.
Good.
Thank you.
Hey, Lee, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, bye. You're
fired up.
Hey, Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thank you for your service to our community and to our country.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, no problem. I got an issue, and it's totally out in left field, but almost ties in a little bit with our local community. Reading is it's based on tourism and attraction and getting a lot of people in here. What I'm finding more and more less attractive is the constant barrage of homeless and transient people bugging me at corners and parking lots and cardboard signs. And the issue I have is now that I live near the mall. I don't allow my daughter, who's 15, to walk anywhere around our neighborhood. She's been accosted by these people. We've called the police. They move on. We've got issues now where I watched three of these guys pick a sign out of the trunk of a very nice Lincoln Continental, and then they get dropped off on the corner by Winco. This is ridiculous.
I think they did some studies of some people went out, and I'm not saying here in Reading, and I'm not saying they're all doing this, but they have had instances, many instances, where people, this is their job. They can make $100 a day by standing on a corner for like 4 hours. And, probably not in Reading that much money, but in other places. And you're right that they have four or five of them living together. They're making $500-$600 a day.
And there's other communities that they've outlawed this, admitted illegal, and they've enforced it. And that part of the community is cleaned up. If you look at some of these areas after it gets dark and you see what all the garbage and paraphernalia and things that they've left behind, it's ridiculous.
Well,
I feel guilty. about this, because when I see somebody standing on the corner with two dogs saying that they're pregnant and they're homeless and they're hungry, I look at that, and then I've read, I've heard that it's sometimes it's a scheme. They put, you know, people on the corner, and they collect the money and they all live together. And, you know, I mean, I've read that. I've seen it. Well, not seen it where they actually take the sign out of the truck like you, but I find that I go by, I'm disgusted, but then I feel guilty that I'm disgusted. So I'm like, especially in Target, at the Target shopping center, on every corner there. And it drives me crazy. And I'm with you. We need to stop this. It litters our streets.
Well, you know,
they're getting aggressive with it. You know, jumping out in front of cars and holding up traffic where somebody's going to get hurt. And then the San Diego attorneys, I'm sure, will get involved on that one.
Oh, they probably already are. You know, we'll sue for food.
Well, we've given sandwiches to a few of them. We haven't given them money, but we said, are you hungry? Here's a sandwich.
And
easy fix to it is to cordon off one area somewhere near a park or something like that not a lot of kids are going to. It's overrun. Allow transients and panhandling in that area only. If people want to give to that area, great.
Great.
Go to that area and hand out your money and your food. And if not, stay away from it.
Sounds like a great solution.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike.
I think I can see why his daughter.
The thing is we don't want to sound also. There are people out there that need help and that they're homeless, and there's a lot of things to that. We help with the food drive, you know, Fishes and Loaves, the Patriot Guard, the Old Guard Riders, the Missing in America Project. Like on Sundays at Tobacco and Brew, they give out food to those veterans that are in need of assistance. And we're going to talk about that too. But there are people, you know, that need help. There are agencies out there, but he's right that, you know, some people get out there, they get aggressive with the panhandling, and you're going to a place and, you know, people coming up to you. Now, it's not as bad as other places that I've been, but still it's there. Now we got to take a quick break, and when we get back, I'll talk a little bit about what the police do about this. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS 221-1402, which it looks like people know because here come the phone calls. Hey, you know what? You know, we're talking about this, and, you know, somebody, it's usually at Safeway down there on Pine where all the people kind of congregate there and just kind of watch for the
Target.
Police. Well, I'm talking about Safeway where somebody came up to me and says, and says, you know, they want a dollar, they want money. I said, no. And then what I end up doing is turn around and chasing them down and giving them a dollar because I feel bad.
You mean Crackway?
Edith, good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know if you all were up here back many years. It was a few years ago, but we used to have an old, I used to call him a corner stander, and he was dressed up like an Indian. He was known as Indian Joe. And they followed this gentleman to a very nice Mercedes, to a very nice apartment, and they busted him. So the gentleman that has the problem, the way that was going back then and the way the sheriff told us, was if you could find the car, give a license plate number, they'll investigate. Because it isn't right, and I guess somehow or another they can charge him or something.
Well, you know, the thing is that people are down on their luck, and things are tough. And people panhandling like that you don't know. You know, maybe this is just, you know, it's just a way that, you know, they go out and they work 6 hours a day panhandling, that's the way they make money. And it's not
right.
That they couldn't.
But costing the working folk.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm sure there's somebody's yard you could pull a weed or two out of.
Yeah.
You know, but back, that's the one thing I do remember back then was that they did go out after this guy, and he was named Indian Joe, and I do believe he did time for it.
Well.
So it's something that I think if you see that kind of thing, it should be turned in.
Well, it should be, you know, because, you know, it's like Linda says, you know, somebody's sitting there with two dogs, and a sign that says, pregnant, homeless, can you help? You know, and I was thinking, well, I'm not the one that got you pregnant. And, you know, you got two dogs here. You know, what about that? You can't help but think that.
And not only that, but California is in debt due to the fact that we have been helping everybody and their brother, including their dogs. So I'm sure there's some help out there.
And on the other hand, on the other side of that, when we did our Christmas in July food drive, they really doubled what they thought they were going to get. So there was a generous outpouring of Redding that was, you know, anybody can get to the shelter or get to the food bank or get to the Salvation Army.
How many different places out there?
That there's help for you. There is help for you because our community is so generous.
And it is. Yes. And they're talking about opening another another shelter up here. So from what I understand. Hey, Edith, thanks a lot.
Have a good one.
You bet.
I do feel guilty, though. Yeah.
Chet, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine, Chet.
Hey, you know, with this homeless and panhandling, just make an observation.
Okay.
Look at their tennis shoes. Are their tennis shoes bright, shiny, and new? Look at their hair. Sometimes you can tell a lot just by saying, hey, you know, this guy's got a $20 haircut. He's got $60 tennis shoes on. He doesn't need anything.
Yeah. You know, I've seen some that are dressed really nice and others that it looks like that they've been sleeping in those clothes for a year. So, the thing is that, you know, the original question was, is that what's being done? You know, it's gotten to the point where, people can't let their kids walk to the mall because they're being accosted and they're being, and let's face it, some guy comes up to a woman or to a younger person and says, you got any money? At what point does that become, asking for help? And then the other one is like, intimidation.
True.
So, okay. Hey, thank you so much, Chet.
Have a good day.
You
Thanks.
Bet. Hey, this is Carl on the Bot here on Free Fire Radio. We've got to take a quick break and we're coming in toward the end of the show. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at News Talk 1400 KQMS. You know, there are so many things going in the news and everything. We just love to be able to get to them. Of course, we can't. But we want to talk about, is the government asking us to report on our neighbors? Something on the White House was on their website saying, hey, look, if you're hearing things, send that to us. Well, kind of smacks of reporting on each other. And then we've got with the big thing about pay caps on for salaried workers here for the city. Now, that's a big thing, too. We've got things about that some of the states are trying to introduce bills so that prisoners that live in these really nice prisons start paying.
$90 a day.
Start paying for their
Toilet paper.
Yeah, $10 a roll. I like that. You know what? Maybe then we could keep it. You know what? Not if Elk Killer's around. Damn, the dog goes through four rolls of toilet paper a day if she could. Todd, good morning.
Good morning. And thank you for your service.
Thanks. That dog grabs a roll of toilet paper and shreds it, leaves half of a roll of toilet paper on there.
I'm not too sure I can do that right now.
Okay.
Just a little short story regarding the homeless and the panhandlers. We were coming out of church one Sunday here recently, and there was middle-aged woman standing out there in the parking lot asking for money for gas for her car. She had run out of gas on her way to Shasta, up to Mount Shasta. So I reached my pocket, pulled out the money. All I had was a 20. I said, "Well, I can't afford to give you 20." I said, "No, you got any change?" And I'll be darned if she didn't reach in her pocket and pull out and have a handful of money there and gave me $15 back for my 20.
She had more money than you did.
You got it.
You know what?
What did that make you feel like? I mean, just can you go back to the moment, what it felt like after that happened?
Okay, sure. In all honesty, I had a chuckle at her. But then again, the following Sunday, she was back out in the same parking lot.
Oh, my gosh. It ran out of gas again.
Okay.
Well, you know what?
And to go along with your previous car, she had clean white tennis shoes on.
Okay, Todd, thanks a lot.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Roadrunner?
Hey, good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning. We're great.
Yeah, I only got a second, but I wanted to invite you and Linda to take a ride with me this weekend. Since you're part owner in this, I'd let you choose the destination, but we can see if Nancy's not using it. But if she's not, we could take one of our new corporate Gulfstream jets that the taxpayers are paying for and maybe take a little tour around the country.
Hey, I'd like to. I'd like to fly over the Grand Canyon.
Hey, that would be good.
Like that.
Or maybe over the Statue of Liberty, we could buzz it.
Well, President Obama already did that, kind of got people excited. But I think if we flew over around downtown L.A. and kind of banked it so we could take pictures, since we do own that plane. Don't
possibly fly over the state capitol and drop rolls of toilet paper on them.
That's right. And then, tell them to clean up their act.
For all those vicious puppies.
Throw them the toilet paper because they've been pretty poopy lately.
I know you're out of time. I'll let you guys go. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks, bud.
Thanks there, Roadrunner.
Time for one more call.
Jim.
Here.
Good morning. Hey, Linda, I got a solution for your big heart on the dogs with setting on with the people panhandling.
Okay.
Bundle up some little baggies of dog food, and each time you see them, hand them the dog food.
Great idea.
There you go.
You feel sorry for the dog, but let the rest of them worry about their own self.
But none of that pepperoni stuff, you know, because then they'll eat it.
And and bottled water for these animals that are, you know, look like they're panting their heads off. But Carl and I did give sandwiches. We were over there at Quiznos across from in the Target Shopping Center, and there's a couple that were sitting there just, you know, with their signs. And what we just did is we bought a sandwich and we took it to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, not going to give you money, but if you need food, we'll give you food.
Yeah, but the bottles of water, you just get the regular bottles that's already been used, fill them up with tap water. That's good enough for the dog.
Yeah.
Well, and I tell you what, too, they've done studies on that and found that, hey, they're just it's just as good as regular bottled
water. Carl makes me drink tap water.
Yeah.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Oh,
all right.
You know what? You know what? Here, more disinformation, Jim.
Okay.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jim.
Bye.
We don't have a lot of time here. Frosty thinks it's
okay. That's just mean.
Yeah, what? Which part?
Making her drink tap water.
Yeah, like her lips have touched tap water in the last 20 years. Yeah, excuse me. You know what? She could be
Get in there and drink out of the faucet.
You know,
no. Get in there and drink out of the faucet.
It's good for you.
If I could be 140 degree weather with a backpack on, you can drink out of the faucet.
You know what she does? She won't. Hey, okay, tomorrow we've got Five Star Bank, and we're going to be talking about... Okay, the last day of small business, we're going to be talking about how to finance, problems running into that, and then just any number of subjects on the business, because we like this as a way to round up this week. Frosty's giving me that little breaky sign again, which could mean anything from him. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?